We invite you to listen and grow to this Blow Up Business and Lifestyle Magazine show with hosts Paul and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a success for you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We're in and we're up and running. Yes, do we have another show this week? Every week we are banging, 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 banging. We just go for it. And we are full on this week. Again, I'm down under. Yes, well, it depends who you are in the world. For me, it's down under. I'm all the way in Australia. Not physically, though. If I was, it'd be a whole different interview. But we are sharing the royalty of Zoom. Yes, we are. We are zooming in. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm on my way. As they go in Star Wars. Now, what's that, Star Wars? Or Star Trek? Star Trekking. So here we are with myself, Paul Rees, and welcome to UK Health Radio. Yes, you're with me for a whole 51 minutes. Now I'm reckoning by my clock with a few ads in between with an amazing guest straight from Spirit, may I add. I mean, she is 98% spirit and 2% physical. And that wouldn't be the 2% wouldn't be there. Only that she needs it to be seen. Trust me. She would walk around full spirit if she could. Or myself, I just prefer walking around in my birthday suit. That's enough for me, do you know what I mean? That's transparent enough, as they say. Should I say that on radio? Well, it's on there is where we are. But I do have a beautiful guest for you today. I mean, she is amazing. You only got to hear her double barrel first name. You think, wow, that girl is a happy girl for sure. Yes, is where we are. And today is all about, it's all about, you know, yourself as a human being, as a spiritual being, and all those wonderful things that we like to sort of focus on. Most people only connect with that when they're on the downtrodden way of life. Usually it's a good kind of burnout that gets most people back spiritually. That's for sure. I mean, Dan, it knocked me off my feet all those years ago, but I went in there from a spiritual sense, then lost my spirituality and had to remember who I was. Absolutely. All these things. But yeah, we have a beautiful show. And let me, without any further ado, let me jump on. I remember our last show last week to say, you know, yes, I'm starting my 4-month tour. I'm going on tour, listeners. We are doing a UK business behind the curtain tour, and I'm going to be interviewing every godforsaken person that's linked to a business in any way. The good, the bad, the ugly, the funny, the sad, and all those stuff is all happening when I start my tour. I think in about 3 weeks' time, I still haven't asked Deb yet, really. So I've got to kind of do a little kind of cook a bit of a meal, get some flowers in, and really just hope that she says, yeah, Paul, shoot off for 4 months. No worries, man. I don't know where I stand with that yet, listeners. That's something I'm going to have to work on. But in the meantime, I'm going to bring in some spiritual enlightenment to give me some guidance in how the heck am I going to put this by Deb? I'm leaving for 4 months. Let me bring it in. The wonderful, the amazing, all the way from Australia. Well, it depends if you are in Australia. It's not all the way from Australia. But let me bring in Linda Joy. There it is. Linda Joy Ben. Bring it in. Girl, thank you ever so much for coming on the show.
Yay! Great to be here, Paul. Thanks for having me.
No, it's beautiful.
To all your listeners.
And they're going to love you. They're going to love you. Because you know what? When it comes to talking spirituality, this girl, we can't stop her. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely knows it, nails it, understands it with no exaggeration. That's what I love about this one. And here's the thing is that we met on like a networking event. And then we just got kind of jumped in on a few coffee calls and bam, here we are, Linda Joy. And, you know, I want to go into there that you have had a journey. You have had a journey. When we talk about, you know, understanding your spiritual self, and when people talk about this, immediately a large portion of the population go, oh, not another spiritual person. But here's the thing is that you've been through the executive journey, you've been through the with Silicon Valley journey, and then almost threw yourself out the other end and rejoined your spiritual self. Tell me a little about those days.
Well, that I lived in California for 7 years, and in Silicon Valley, it's a very fast pace. Actually, all the US is very fast pace. And I, you know, when I do anything, I do it with gusto and I do it with so much energy and put 150% in. And over the years, because I was, I had other jobs that I was juggling, plus private practices, plus commuting to Silicon Valley, and the commute to get from A to B, you're looking at 2 hours. And so I was juggling all of that. And then I actually moved to Silicon Valley. But I'm a highly sensitive person when it comes to the energy and my environment and where do I feel safe. And I felt the energy very heavy there. And it was like I was living under a dark cloud. And so, well, think about it. You know, it's a lot of tech stuff. It's like a lot of they're very driven on power, ego, money, and return on investment and shareholder. You know, so that was the energy. And it's like, wow, here's my work that's always been heart-centered and helping individuals to connect with their heart and feel. And I was a fish out of water there. And I, you know, did my best to, you know, there was a lot of people that did appreciate, you know, everything that I put in. But yeah, by the end, I was burnt out. And
did you find Linda though? Should I say Linda Joy or Linda? What's your preference?
Linda Joy, because I'm using my middle name because joy is my purpose for being here, and the joy energy is a high vibration. And so my purpose for doing the work that I do is to raise the energy vibration on the planet and to help people feel joy and love in their heart, which then they radiate that energy and that joy and their love out into the world, which helps to uplift others around them, but also for the planet.
And so there it is. I mean, listeners, what I tell you, when it comes to talking everything spiritual, this girl knows it. It's beautiful. But let's come back, because, you know, when you think about your role or your time at Silicon Valley, you know, I hear what you say there. It's and you said something, power, ego, money. Tech, power, ego, money. And that feeling itself, just those words together, has a heaviness to it, especially if you're spiritually driven the way you are. A sensitive person needs those, you know, those, that energy, that surrounding energy. Almost, you know, some people say, you know, extrovert needs that energy of people. I'm an extrovert. I need that energy. I need that spiritual energy, I'll say. But if you think about, you know, that time there, did you feel yourself, you know, emotionally and spiritually depleting, you know, within that career, and find that you spiritually sort of become bankrupt before you physically become bankrupt into the burnout?
Exactly, because your environment is really important in regards to your mental health and your mental well-being, and then also emotionally, it's all tied in. So, and for me, I was a fish out of water, and I was basically the pioneer, you know, driving the ship. But then it's like when I became a little bit fragile and wobbly, it's like, where do I go to, you know, plug in? And I had a lot of people feeding off me, which, you know, I've learned. But that's my open heart. You know, I'm always trying to care and help others and do whatever I can to help uplift others, though after a while, it's like you can't give from an empty cup.
I love that, because your role at Silicon Valley was basically, you know, trying to manage the mental health of those people, would you say, the emotional health, spiritual health, mental health of those people that are basically, you know, becoming overdosed in digital technology and then effectively emptied of the human being part of them. So having to constantly try and plug in and fill that energy gap, girl, that I can see why you would have gone into burnout at that time.
Well, and especially because the company was spiraling down, you know, stock prices were coming down. There was so much fear in the office, and I'm trying to uplift everyone, you know, just focus on what you want and just keep the energy vibration and keep the culture high and keep everyone, you know, happy and motivated and enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And focus on the end result, because I figured if everyone's consciously focusing on the end result of the company surviving, well, then it will do well. Mm-hmm. But not everyone was on the same wavelength, and there was a lot of cracks that turned into craters, which turned into the Grand Canyon and imploded.
That's like, you know, that must be in a place where it's like asking an alcoholic to drink water because it's good for him. You know, that's the battle that you would have had, which is, you know, thinking tech is really just the engine, people. You have to think how you think in order for this to be successful. So that's such a crazy place to be in, you know, trying to push that spiritual part of people. You know, trying to push that part of people where it's there's no oxygen, there's no spiritual oxygen, we could say, in, you know, in that environment. So well, you have to run out the breath.
Yeah, and there was many people in the office that really got what I was doing and appreciated what I was doing, but then there was a large majority that were very left brain. And I'm sure they thought that I was crazy, you know, but I was just me. And I'd go around and hug people, you know, and just share the love and help them to feel better. Yeah, because I could see the stress in their eyes.
And wow, and that's a huge statement when you can see the stress behind somebody. You know, that there's
fear in the headlights.
Wow.
And during the night, I'd get people, I'd wake up and it's like, and people would come into my mind straight away. And it's like, right, as soon as I get to the office tomorrow, I need to check on, you know, this person, this person, and this person. So I'd go in and I'd go to their desk or whatever and go, how are you? And it was like, deer in the headlights, you know, they were either shaking or they were just staring, and it's like, I think you should come and have a treatment, because I mean, that they were just like robots, and they were just functioning like that under so much stress and under so much pressure. So, you know, luckily the company allowed me to do what I do, and I've got many, many different modalities under my belt. So basically I just pull whatever tool that I need for their highest good and destiny and what's priority and appropriate at the time. And so, and that's how I kept a lot of people going. Even, you know, on the way to work, if they had a car accident, they'd come and see me.
Yeah.
I'd ground them, get them back in their body. And it was sprained ankles and, you know, falling over, major, you know, stuff that usually, but the cycle was, I've got so much work to do. I can't take off work. I can't be sick. I can't, don't have time for the doctors. And people just push through.
I mean, Linda Joy, what I love about this conversation is that somewhere the company had the insight to know that we are stressing our employees and we need someone that's a pressure point that can de-stress them. So, you know, you were, you know, what I see is, you know, you're a seasoned transformational coach and wellness alchemist. That is what you were taking into. I mean, it's just somewhat, it's wonderful to hear that Silicon Valley had the insight to have someone of your nature in there to bring some kind of human being spiritual balance. But also, I am very clear that that would have been an uphill climb for you. But what an apprenticeship, though, eh?
It was, but the thing is, they were all like my external family as well. And they just invited me in as their family. And also wow. I had a little dog that I moved over to California with. And as soon as I told the office manager that my little dog was in the car and I needed to go down at lunchtime to let her go potty, she went, "Oh my God, go get her now." And then she became part of the healing in the office. And everyone just loved her. So it was whenever I went to the office, they'd go, "Oh my God, Penny's here." And they're all patting her. And then they'd look up at me and go, "Oh, hi, Linda." You know, it's like, yeah, I'm just her chauffeur. And then they made her this corporate jacket with the name of the company on it. So she walked around very proudly, being their little mascot. Yeah. And they absolutely loved her because what she did was help to bring them back to their heart, to their true authentic self, because she just knew, she was so in tune with everyone. If they were like racing to the bathroom, she'd meet them in the hallway, and as soon as their eyes met, you could just see the stress melt from their face. And that was the job that she did. So she assisted me every day, and I took her everywhere.
Here's the thing, Linda Joy, you know, it must have been, you know, I really must be the foundation setter for you, you know, having to experiencing the nature of what that type of career can do to a human being and how it can basically dry them out inside spiritually, emotionally, you know, in all ways. It must have been a great place also where you learn to understand the shrinkage of a human being and the birth of a human doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I felt like a fish out of water, and everything was all about money and return on investment and shareholders and budgets. And it's like, whoa, this is, you know, what about just,
that's brutal, isn't it?
It's something, well, because I'm a free spirit and I just trust that everything will work out.
Yeah.
But to live under such restrictions and structure, and, yeah, it felt like I was suffocating.
Wow.
But also to work in that industry, because of the area, the rents and the price, the market for houses is so high that you've got to keep working to pay for the mortgage.
Wow.
And then if you don't want to buy in that area, well, be prepared to commute 3 hours each way. So
did you feel, Linda Joy, that you, when you left that career then, that you had to, I mean, we got the burnout, so we're going to talk about that in a sec, but did you feel that there was almost a huge realignment then? Because what I'm thinking here is like, when you get all dirty and mucked up, you can go to the shower and wash it off. But this is a different kind of wash off, because you can't, you know, we can't wash ourselves or wash ourselves emotionally. We have to work on ourselves emotionally to cleanse and remove. I found that, you know, when I went through burnout, I had to really understand what happened to myself. What did I do to myself? What did I surround myself with to emotionally create the physical burnout that I went through? And did you find that for you, it was about really understanding, you know, what you had to do for yourself to come out of burnout?
Absolutely. And what I did was I realized by living in that area that was not healthy for me. And then I went back up north to a community where I just felt more comfortable, more at ease, and it was more relaxed.
Yeah.
And then I could just, you know, connect with nature more and just reconnect with myself more.
Oh, wow.
And just take the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it was really just coming back to what was important to me, and
how long was rehab, do you think, just to shake out of your system, even partially, the Silicon Valley emotional fingerprint that was there?
Well, I love my time while I was there. It was the aftermath that I felt the effects, and plus part of that, I moved back to Australia as well. And so that just put more stress on my system, moving countries and going back and forth, and then working out, the shipping. And yeah, there was a lot of logistics and a lot of pressure. And then coming back to Australia, where do I live? What's my next step? And then basically being homeless for a while.
So just
figuring out what my next steps were, because I knew physically and emotionally, mentally, that I was burnt out and I was exhausted. And so then it was like, okay, just go and get a job. A brain dead job where there's no responsibility, there's no, pressure, just so to help me, get back on my feet.
Wow. I love that you said that, a job that didn't pull off you emotionally, but was just physically easy for you to do there. I love that recreating that balance, and many fail to do that coming out the burnout. And here's what we're going to do, listeners. We're going into our first commercial, and when we come back, the wonderful Linda Joy is going to call out the website and email and those things that that really do get you in the right place to connect to this wonderful lady down under, as they say.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good. Happy days. Yes, and you're back here with Paul Rees, UK Health Radio. And I have the amazing, wonderful guest, Linda Joy Benn. And if you're just joining us, well, go back from the beginning. Listen to it, man. That's the great thing about digital radio is that you can get back there. And we have been touching into all things Silicon Valley. And basically, how do you mix spirituality with digital technology in a human being working environment? We touched into that. And, you know, off air there in the middle of commercial, we just had a little chat and we say, you know, this isn't about blaming anything. It's about understanding the nature of what Silicon Valley is and how it has to differentiate for one human being to another. Please, not dissing nothing. Silicon Valley is important. It's part of our life. It creates the disruption that we need. But coming back in, let's have your contact details so everybody can find your website or email you or social media. What would you like to share, Linda Joy?
Well, my website is lindabenn.com. That's LindaBenn.com. And I'm on all social media platforms from LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok under Linda Joy Benn. Mm-hmm. My Facebook business page is Linda Benn International. And yeah, the website's probably the easiest.
Perfect. Let's slip into now. We're out to Silicon Valley. We're going through our burnout. You know, we're spiritually re-energizing. Did you feel that when you come out of that burnout that you really connected back with yourself on a spiritual level, which was greater, or I'm going to say more enhanced or more aware than what it was whilst you were in Silicon Valley?
Yes, I can say that I've reconnected to myself, like before I went over, but then the experience of living over there, as mm-hmm. well as all the connections and all the friends who I'm still in contact with, love my experiences. And I believe in life that we are here to learn and grow. And every time we go and have these new experiences, our soul learns and grows.
Wow.
And so then we constantly just keep upgrading our conscious human operating system. So, and I met some amazing people over there.
Yeah.
And attended, you know, several different seminars and workshops and different places I went to and retreats. Yeah. And so it was an amazing experience.
Let me jump in there, because you know, all these experiences now has got you to the place where, you know, again, seasoned transformational coach, wellness alchemist, and now of course we have founder of the Benn Method, which is balance, energy, nature, nourish. I love those four words. Hugely yes. important. Let me say them again, listeners. Balance, energy, nature, nourish. All part of the Benn Method, which is, of course, Linda Joy Benn. And so, you know, building the Benn Method, did you find that, yes, I'm using past experience, I'm using past knowledge, but did you also feel that there was a spiritual aspect where you sat and you meditated, you thought, and really brought into it what you feel is the wholeness that you felt was missing from your past experience?
Well, I've always worked holistically.
Mm-hmm.
When I met my spiritual teacher back in 1990, so that's 34 years ago, he helped me to understand the mind-body-spirit connection and how we are responsible for the health and well-being mm-hmm. of our physical health, because what happened to me, I had cancer at the time. Sorry, I take that back. I created cancer at the time of all the unresolved
mm-hmm.
emotions that I'd pushed down from the feeling ostracized and abandoned from my family. But he helped me to understand the role that we're all playing in the family, what my purpose was, which then put me on the holistic path.
Oh, wow.
And then that's what helped me to start my business and study all these holistic health modalities. And it was there that one of the modalities, which is a healing modality that shifts consciousness, expands awareness, and connects all 12 strands of DNA, that really just opened me up consciously. And that was really back in 2004, but I was already doing body work and energy work and healing prior to that. And what it did, it just increased everything to a much higher level, my intuition. And then I was able to really tap in and do more energy medicine, surgery, and take people on these journeys to release and not just on the physical, but the emotional plus the energetics, and really tap into some deep trauma that was causing a lot of issues for people.
Now that excites me, you know, because trauma has become, I mean, I don't know whether I say sadly or happily, it's become a fashionable word now. People are happy to put trauma to experiences where trauma perhaps 20 years ago was, had a very different insight feel, I'm going to say, to what trauma is now. Like, mental health has become a tick box, sadly, for lots of businesses. But trauma now has come forward. And the fact that you know, you brought that into a part of what you do, because, you know, with the, you know, I mean, you've spent 20 years and you've transformed literally thousands of minds and bodies, you know, through your holistic approach. But you're seeing, what I'm seeing you is that trauma for you is it more focusing on the emotional, spiritual, holistic feel. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I've always worked physically, emotionally, mentally, energetic, and spiritually. So whenever someone comes to me, I'm looking at all aspects, and I'm not just putting them in a box, and I'm not always just pulling out one tool and saying, you know, I'm going to do hypnosis on you, or I'm going to do, you know, this tool on you, or whatever. I really tune in to what's appropriate, what's priority, what is needed in that present moment for their highest good and destiny, and also checking in where they are consciously and how much they can handle at the time. Because, it, you know, a lot of people, when they, I can sense underlying trauma, well, you got to tread very gently to begin with. And I mean,
can I jump in on that? Because why I'm jumping in is because people may say, well, how is it that you are qualified to understand trauma? And here we are, listeners, you know, we got some disappointments here. I ask these of people that come on the show, because disappointments, not really disappointments, they're opportunities, we could say, to grow. But you've got, you know, emotional trauma from family karma, abused, rejected, abandoned, ostracized for being different, judged, criticized for being spiritual. There are so many inner abusing, we could say, where, you know, your worth, your self-worth was chipped away from those early days in life. And it's fair to say you probably lived three lifetimes in the first 20 years, maybe, you know, cramming all as much of growth as you can into joy in those early days. But that's what, you know, those life emotional signatures that you went through, they're the ones that justify you as what is, you know, this holistic approach to how you work with people on emotional, motivational layering.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter what people come to me with. I've pretty much been there, done that. Yeah. And I've just experienced a lot of things in this lifetime and overcome them in order to help others, because until you've actually experienced it and come out the other side, well, then you're not able to help another person. Now, trauma is rampant throughout the world. Everyone's got a trauma story, but there's also a lot of practitioners out there who are still traumatized and there's not enough people on the planet to deal with all the trauma. So the area I focus on right now is helping people step into who are you becoming.
Yeah.
Let go of the story and step into the new version of yourself, especially now in 2024. The energy's different. There's been, you know, this month we're having this great awakening, mm-hmm. and we're not the same energy being that we were just even a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's about who are you being and who are you becoming now that you don't have that story,
mm-hmm.
and then step into your new self. And this week I'm actually doing a 5-day energy revitalizer based on my Ben method of balance, energy, nurture, and nourish. And then
where do we find that? Where do we find that? Or is it too late for people to in? Well, it may be too late by the time this goes out, but do you do these on a cycle? Do you do these events?
So I will be repeating this one in the middle of May.
Oh, there it is.
And yeah, so I'm being, heads up. I will repeat it again. And then that will lead into my Burnout to Balance and Beyond program.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm bringing my 30 plus years of experience, as well as all the different tools that I've learned over the decades, into empowering people to take charge of their health, to take charge of their life,
mm-hmm.
and to make better choices for their highest good and destiny, and to realign back to who they truly are and their soul's mission and their soul's vision.
I love you. I mean, you are clearly passionate, soul passionate about what you do and what you offer. And I love that range of emotion with you. It's so broadband that it reaches everybody. It is. It's very beautiful. And also, you know, you have traveled extensively. I mean, 35 countries by the age of 24. How did you get time to actually live anywhere, traveling to that many countries in that short space of time?
So at the age of 21, I went on a 3-year walkabout.
Wow.
And so took my backpack and I was traveling around the world. And in that time, I was in the US for a chunk of time. And then I went all through Europe. And in Europe, it's not hard to, you know, cover a lot of countries. And then I lived in London for the winter. So I traveled Europe twice, from Scandinavia all the way down to the Middle East and across to.
That's courageous. That's courageous to do.
And yeah, and in that time I was robbed. Well, I was nearly raped the first time, then robbed the second time. And then when I went back to the US, my spiritual teacher, who I met in 1990, he actually said to me, because he's extremely clairvoyant, and he said, I had a feeling that there was a chance that mm-hmm. you'd be robbed, raped, and murdered. And so it was like, well, you know, I came back to story, but this is where it's like I know that spirit's protecting me, because mm-hmm. in all my travels by myself, you know, single white female, I was in some very dangerous places, especially through the US and in Manhattan of New York,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you're just walking the streets and those suburbs change dramatically, and all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm the wrong color for a mm-hmm. start.
Yeah.
And it's like you're just a target.
Wow.
You know? So it was like, and then through Europe, and there was a lot of, and not speaking the language either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was, and I was always protected.
I love you have that life assurance in a sense of you felt that you were looked after, you felt that you had that layer of security, let's say life layer of security from Mother Nature, spirit, or whatever else we want to put down. Here's what we're going to do, listeners. We're going to jump into our second commercial. And when we come back there, Linda Joy is going to give you her contact details. So please have a pen and paper ready. Also, all those details will go out with the show when it goes out, especially the social media links and things. And I'm going to be back here with you guys in about 90 seconds or so. Let's make this happen. And yeah, let's do this. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, you're back again with me, UK Health Radio Paul. Yes, you're in, you're up and running. And of course, we have a beautiful guest, Linda Joy, Ben. And if you've just caught us, go right back to the beginning. I say this and start again. But if you just join us, where have you been? Come on, you know it's every week. You should be here. If I'm here, why are you not here? We share the experience. Let's get that earworm. But also, I want to share, you know, the lovely Linda Joy that we've been running through all things spiritual and silicon at the same time. That's Valley, not anything else. You know, Linda, you're an international speaker, Reiki master, trainer of, I don't know how to say this, Pelowa Healing. You correct me on this. Therapist, yep. Practitioner, certified trainer. Industry leader in the consciousness evolution. And these are just touching bits. I could go further and say, do you know what? Funny facts or facts, you interviewed Dr. Phil. Woof. Taught workshops and retreats throughout Australia, USA. Traveled, we've said this, 35 countries. Created health and wellness. Created a health and wellness magazine, which is Heart, Light, Energy. International bestseller, author. Two books, girl. Two books. You grew up on the Great Barrier Reef, you lucky son of a gun. Learned to swim before you could ride a bike. Man, I rode a bike first. And as a little girl, I had visions of intuitive downloads, identifying as Palladian Star Seed. Yeah. That's a whole lot going on there, girl. Do you know what I mean? A whole lot going on.
And the whole star seed thing was something I found out, and people kept saying it to me, and it was like, what does that mean? I was just being me, but
Yeah.
I understand now that I'm here for a purpose,
Yeah.
and that, for I go all the way back to Atlantis, and I've been killed in many lives for teaching my spiritual work. So this life, I'm so
Wow.
happy to actually still be doing what I love to do and what my soul has been
Wow. I
doing
love
for
that openness. Many lives, many masters. It's very beautiful.
Yes.
But let's come in, because what we didn't do was share your contact details. Let's throw it out there, girl. How do we find you?
So the website is lyndaben.com, and from my website you can email me. It's also got my phone number. There's also all the social media links, and there's also a link there to book a free 15-minute connection call, so
Happy
people can
days.
actually find a time on my calendar and let's have a chat.
Let me come in, because here's what we kept the best to last, which is Burnout to Balance, is your product. And that was when I saw you on the networking event that we're on, I saw Burnout to Balance, and it really touched me because of my experience of burnout. And I love that, because it is hard to find balance after burnout, because there is a life strain of emotion I find that's still in my life, which is my end of day comes early. But when we think about that, tell me about that process if we can, so our listeners can get an idea of what they would expect if they come to you. And first of all, how do we recognize burnout?
Well, and there's many aspects to burnout, and so it can start as just tiredness or exhaustion, unable to focus, or lost motivation, or even just feeling a bit withdrawn, where you just want to pull back from social groups or from going out, and you're just really just becoming more and more reserved and insular, and you've just lost that passion and that drive and enthusiasm, because you're actually exhausted and you're starting to shut down because of the exhaustion. And this has a ripple effect on your long-term health and well-being, because that will then lead to illness and disease. So if someone is under chronic stress for long periods of time, well, that's what will it lead to a disease and some kind of major event, significant emotional event or physical event that will just stop them in their tracks to reevaluate their life on what's truly important, and do they still want to keep going down that same road, because that's not sustainable. It's not a sustainable healthy lifestyle to lead. And this is why I stopped that burnout cycle, and everything in my Burnout to Balance and Beyond program, I teach lots of different tools to help individuals to take back charge of their health and just start nurturing them. Today was day three of, and it was all about nurturing and feeling self-love and self-compassion and connecting with your heart and just feeling that energy. And so, and I got people to do a couple of exercises, just massaging their scalp, because, you got all your acupuncture points and acupressure points in your scalp, and that's where the meridians, those invisible lines, which is our life force energy that flows all the way through our body down to our toes, and that's where we're constantly feeling this energy flow in your body. But if you're so stressed, you're cutting off and tightening or tying a knot in those energy supplies. So when there's no energy going to an area, well, then that can cause blockages and cause illness and disease. But it's really, and the other thing is, we've got seven major energy centers in our body, i.e., also called chakras. Just opening up the top of your head and opening up your crown chakra and pulling source energy down through your body, and then connecting with Mother Earth and connecting with nature. That is, and it's free. And then I talk about breath work, because the more you can learn how to breathe and to stimulate your vagus nerve, and then also activate your parasympathetic nervous system, that's the quickest way To reduce the stress and the anxiety and the overwhelm in your body. And breathing's free. It's
yeah,
just
let me jump.
Knowing let me jump. How to breathe.
Yeah, exactly, Najoy. We are lazy oxygen vessels, that's for sure. We don't utilize our lungs. I've done some breathing workshops and it's absolutely amazing. The power of healing through breathing. And sadly, we've come to the end. We're running out of time. But, you know, the burnout to balance, get there. But get there, because listeners, here's the thing. When I went through burnout, there wasn't a doctor, GP, nurse, or specialist that could recognize you. You have to go to someone that understands the emotional layering of how burnout starts. And that's what Linda Joy Benn is. It's very beautiful. Reach out to her. We got her contact details. And here's the thing is that just before we finish, I just want to go into, of course, my website, of course, is paulreese.business. If you're looking to have a legacy business design put in there, come to myself, entrepreneur coach. The individuals of the Linda Joy Benns of the earth are vitally important to mapping out yourself into a legacy design for yourself. But this is what Linda Joy is, a legacy business, a legacy person. And what we're going to say is, it's been absolutely beautiful, Linda. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Paul. Great to be here and share with your listeners. Thank you so much.
It's very beautiful. Until this time next week, listeners, have an amazing week. Do listen to yourself. And I mean, listen to yourself with your awareness. Only then will you start to get a measure of where am I within who I am. Am I going into burnout or am I balanced? Either way, get in touch with Linda Joy. She's the person to be here. And we're going to say, see you this time next week. And bye for that one. Boom! Emotions are your